Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome to a new edition of the Cards Cast, a podcast from Cardinal Authority. I am senior writer Michael McCammon, joined by publisher Jody Demling. Excited, we got a great guest coming on this week, which we'll get to in a few moments, which is University of Louisville football defensive end signee Raheem Craig. Always a great interview. Has had a great, spectacular spring season. So, Jody, I know we're looking forward to having him on here to talk about that. But let's get to some other.
Look out! He just tackled you, Michael. Because
yeah, no doubt.
He tackles anybody in sight. So,
no doubt,
Raheem Craig.
And if you
I'm
give
excited.
Him the ball, if you give him the ball, he's going to run over you as well, as we saw.
Yeah, exactly.
But before we do that, though, let's get into some Louisville news and notes. Obviously, a lot of things happening today. You broke the news before the news broke that Quinn Slezinski's decided to transfer. Not too big of a surprise there. But nonetheless, you know, it is now official that Quinn has decided to leave Louisville.
Yeah, a surprise and not a surprise. The surprise is because I guess – the timing maybe, but when you look at it in the additions, and I think what he did was, you know, he did the smart thing and he didn't react early on. But the smart thing, is he looked at the roster and he saw the writing on the wall, so to speak. I think, you know, they've got some guys on this team that are just going to be in front of him. I mean, when you think about it, really, you know, you've got a guy like Matt Cross who's coming in, you know, J.J. Traynor, Dre Davis, Samuel Williamson, Jalen Withers, all those guys are that three or and not Dre Davis. Dre Davis is more of the three. But then you've got if you want to play him at the four, you've got it's a logjam of guys there. Yeah. who are pretty darn good and pretty talented, in my opinion. And so, yeah, I hate it for Quinn because I love the way his work ethic. I love the way he went about things. He was a really good teammate. He was a really good role player for this team. But I do understand and I do get it from his standpoint.
Yeah, I mean, and it's been discussed about on our message boards at Cardinal Authority a lot. I mean, he's, you know, he's one of those quote unquote fan favorites, but, you know, whether he was on the floor or not, you know, he was really bringing the energy, and that's something that you love to have on your roster. But like you, you know, when you look at the depth chart, so to speak, for this, you know, next basketball squad, you can see why, you know, the thought and the decision, you know, went through his mind, and he's likely, you know, going to find a place where he can make more of an impact, get some more minutes on the floor. And that's what, you know, that's basically what every player wants. They want to be able to be on the floor and have an impact in their team's win. So we wish him the best of luck. Now, obviously, moving forward, you know, you've got the guys that decided to stay pro and David Johnson and Carly Jones, and now you've got Quinn transferring. So Louisville's got two scholarship spots open, Jody. I mean, they could take one, they could take two. Thoughts on which direction they might go?
I think they'll take one and put one kind of, for lack of a better way, like, I know a lot of college coaches talk about it, and you hear it in football a lot. They would put one in their back pocket, you know, and just yeah. and just know that it's there, and just monitor and watch. I do think they will take one, and I think they will try to get you know, another guard. I've said this before, and I believe this. I don't think that Louisville's transfer is probably in the portal just yet. I mean, I think we see each and every day there are, you know, two or three, you know, very quality guys going into the portal each and every day. And really, you know, like Quinn going in the portal, it sounds like Butler could end up being his landing spot. A lot of guys, Michael, that go into the portal, and this is not just basketball, and honestly, football's probably even more so than this. Guys that go in the portal they know where they're going before they go into the portal a lot of times now. It's just kind of what's happening, and it's kind of the way things are. So I don't think right now I would be surprised if a transfer that gets to Louisville is in the portal. We'll continue to monitor. We'll continue to watch over the course of the next couple weeks and months. And but I think they'll use one and put one in their back pocket. That doesn't mean they won't use that second one. But also, it leaves them the opportunity to be picky kind of with what they do. And another thing, Michael, think about this. I'm looking right now at the roster, okay? They have 12 guys on the roster right now. Am I right? Let's see. 12 guys on the roster, right? 11 guys on the roster right now because Malik doesn't count. So Malik doesn't count this year. They have 11 guys on the roster right now. And the only one that they lose off of that 11 after next year is Jared West. So that leaves you 10. So that leaves you only three spots, you know, for next year. If you add another grad transfer, which I expect them to do, that will only leave you two spots for 2022. So Tay Davis is already committed. I'm thinking ahead. Tay Davis is already committed in that 2022 class. If before Samuel or Quinn Slezinski left, there was no other spot open. Now, a lot of people think Samuel Williamson next year could have a good enough year to move on. I could see that happening, or, you know, maybe another guy transfer here or there. You never know what's going to happen. But the point being, in that 2022 class, right now there's one spot open. There wasn't any open before Quinn Slezinski. So if you don't take anybody, then if you don't take anybody with that last scholarship, you then use it on a high school kid next year.
Yeah. But, you know, which sounds like good planning. And obviously, as you mentioned, yeah, guys could go pro from next year's class, you know, team as well. But yeah, it's great to have that extra one in the, as you said, in the back pocket. You know, so still, I mean, that's the new world of college basketball. There's, you know, especially when it comes to recruiting, it seems like there's never a down season now. And there's multiple tracks that you have to follow.
Right. And remember, the crazy thing is Louisville has three guys that have transferred off of this team this year, and they're not in the top half of the most guys transferring off of a team, if that makes sense. Yeah. I mean, you know, you look at a team like, I think St. John's and places that have had eight and nine, some teams have had eight, some teams have had nine. I mean, it's insane kind of what's going on out there. But again, we have seen it with that, and good luck. Good luck to Quinn Slezinski. Like I said, Butler, I had heard Cincinnati and some other schools, but I heard Butler is in there pretty good, and I wish him the best and hope for the best, you know, for him. Now, Michael, with football recruiting, just a quick little update here. Two commitments, is great what they have in the 2022 class. But I'm excited. You know, they've got, we have 13 official visits on the board already for them in the month of June. I expect another six or seven in the month of June. At some point in those weekends, they'll have a kid on campus every day, probably at least one or two kids on campus every day of the month of June. I'm excited for that. And I'm super pumped to see some of these. You know, we got 10 guys who were in early, and we've talked a lot about, you know, Ashton Gelati and Derek Edwards and, you know, Michael Gonzalez, Amari Huggins, Bruce, Ben Perry, the guys that were here. We talked a lot about them. Now it's time to move our attention and talk about some of these other guys. You know, Christian Pedersen, RJ Sorensen, Jalen Alderman, TJ Lewis, Caleb Banks, who – by the way, is 6'7" and like 280 now or whatever. A lot of those guys I'm excited about, but maybe none more than the lowest ranked guy of the class who I think is going to be the biggest steal of the class, and that's Raheem Craig.
Yeah, Jody, back on signing day, you know, we did some of the podcasts, and Raheem Craig, along with Ashton Gelati, was two that we singled out as the most underrated in the class. And we're seeing that already with Ashton. what he's been able to do, especially with the added weight and still including, you know, keep it hanging on to that burst and really impressing the coaching staff. And I suspect that Raheem Craig's going to kind of follow a similar suit. We'll have him on here in just a moment. But, you know, he's one of those kids that, you know, because of the pandemic, that North Carolina moved their season from the fall into the spring. And, you know, we reported on it seemed like weekly, you know, he was, you know, blowing up in the backfield as well as, you know, offensively carrying the ball for his team for Alexander Central there in Taylorsville, North Carolina. So like you, I think he's going to be a great addition.
Yeah, no, I think he's outstanding. 6'3", 210, which I think is probably a little light. I think he had over 60 tackles, 11 for tackles for a loss and 3 or 4 sacks. But Michael, the thing that I like him that impressed me more about him on the film from this year is when he's running the ball and how athletic he is. Yeah. And I mean, he averaged, he had over 500 yards and on like 50 carries or something like that. And, you know, 6 or 7 touchdowns. He really had a good season.
He did. So let's get to him. But before we do bring him on, let me just remind everybody that wherever you're listening to the CardsCast podcast, whether it's on Cardinal Authority or if you do it through, you know, Apple or Spotify, whatever the case may be, make sure you give us a like, give us a positive review. We're getting a lot of great feedback on these podcasts. So, you know, it'd be great to if you guys could share those online as well. And also, don't be, you know, reach out to us on Facebook. Just search Cardinal Authority. Give us a like and a follow, and that way you'll get all of our content through there. But Jody, excited to bring on Raheem Craig.
No doubt about it. Raheem Craig going to be a really good one for the University of Louisville.
The baseball season is in full swing, which means you need to listen to Fantasy Baseball Today, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. Join Scott White, Chris Towers, and me, Frank Stample, every weekday as we recap every player from every game. We'll talk waiver wire ads, drops, players to trade for, prospects who could make an impact, and everything in between. Make sure to download and follow on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, the Odyssey app, and everywhere else podcasts are found.
Excited to be joined by Raheem Craig, University of Louisville defensive end commitment. Raheem Craig, Alexander Central out of Taylorsville, North Carolina. And Raheem, we were chatting just there a little bit before we started. You're one of the few schools around the country or one of the states around the country that actually had a spring season. Normally, obviously, you play in the fall. You didn't know when we last talked in person, when I met you in North Carolina, you know, a few months ago, we didn't even know if there was going to be a spring season. So how refreshing was it to know that, hey, I'm going to have a senior year?
It felt good. Like, felt relief. Like, all the hard work that we put in since July. I mean, yeah. We finally getting to play and then going the whole season without any, like, stops with COVID, because a lot of teams had to stop or they was out weeks at a time because a player on their team caught COVID, and we was blessed for us not to catch nothing like that.
Yeah, that is, you know, that is a blessing. And obviously, you know, nobody can really figure out the whole story of how it all works. But certainly it's great to hear that you guys were able to, you know, follow protocols and stuff like that. Now, your senior season, obviously you're coming to Louisville as a defensive end. But, you know, we were tracking you at Cardinal Authority. You got a lot of Louisville fans been following your progress this spring. And you played well on defensive end, on defensive side of the ball. But you also played really well on the offensive side of the ball. What was that like this year?
Playing offense this year, it was I liked it. It was something different. I didn't play offense since I was a freshman in high school.
Yeah.
So it was just like me getting back to something. But once I got the hang of it after like the first game or two, I mean, I just thought of it as another way of helping the team, you know.
Yeah, when we talked to you a few months ago, I guess in the fall, you said you like to play you like to be mean when you're playing, a little bit angry. Did you kind of take that onto the offensive side of the ball as well? Because it looked like when you were carrying the ball, you know, it was just kind of like, don't get in my way.
Oh, yeah. I mean, that's how I play. Yeah, so, like, that's how I play on both sides of the ball. Like, so if I'm on offense, I'm just going, either you don't get in my way, and if I'm on defense, don't run my way. I mean, you know.
Yeah. So, I mean, since you had that offensive experience, you know, jokingly, I ask, you know, have you told the Louisville coaches, hey, I might want to, you know, carry the rock instead of try to defend it?
I ain't told Coach Ivy yet. I don't know how you feel about that, but Hey, they need some help. They know I'm there.
There you go.
They need some.
You know, and really, that's one of the things, like, you know, in talking to Coach Ivey and Satterfield and Coach Brian Brown, the defensive coordinator, that's one of the things that they like about you guys. And again, we're joined by Raheem Craig, Louisville defensive line signee. Is so many of the people, really, it seems like all the guys in this class are basically kind of have that mindset. I'll do whatever I need to do.
Oh, yeah. That's what I think separates this class from all the other classes, because, like, we all, like, got that bond together already that the 21 class is going to come in and, like, change everything. Like, no matter, like, I play offensive guard if that took for us to win a game. Like, we all just got that same mindset of, like, we just trying to switch the program around and win.
Yeah.
Like, we didn't come to lose. Like, you feel me?
I hear you. Now, let's get back to your senior year. You know, we talked a lot about your offensive play, but how would you judge yourself, you know, critique yourself on how you did defensively this year?
I didn't do as good as I thought I did, as I wanted to do.
Yeah.
Let me say that. I mean, I did good, but with the 7 games we played, but I think I probably could have did a little bit better, but when I guess – I'm not even trying to be cocky, but when people know you, it's like they think I ain't never been triple team my life till this year. I mean, I'm lined up against team, and they're seeing two linemen at you, bring a running back at you too. I mean, I still got off of it though. I didn't make no excuses about it, but
so kind of you know the opposing offensive coordinator was pretty much, hey, find Raheem Craig and then go the other way.
Yeah, I mean, I didn't have too many. I can probably count on both of my hands how many times every team in the conference ran my side.
Really,
most of the tackles I have was me running from my side to the other side.
Wow, and still making plays. You know, we saw the stats. We were tracking you at Cardinal Authority, and hey, you know, obviously you've got the I'll do anything I want mentality, and you're also pretty humble. You know, because a guy that doesn't have that many opportunities to make plays doesn't get named player of the year for your conference. And that was an honor they dished out to you this year. So congratulations for that. And how does that feel to know that you made such an impact on both sides of the ball that they're like, hey, Raheem Craig is our player of the year?
I mean, I feel like I was just playing football. Like, that's what I know, like trying to help the team. And it led to my teammates pushing me pushing my teammates, we working. And I guess, I don't know, if I would have chose, I'd have chose my whole team how much they didn't put in work since July.
Nice.
But I'm proud of it. I'm staying humble about the situation. I mean,
yeah,
I'm just letting it, just kind of like figuring all of it out right now.
Yeah. Well, I mean, again, that's a pretty awesome honor. And, you know, and it's cool that you obviously recognize the impact that your team has on you to be able to get to that point. Now that your senior season is over, has it sunk into you that, oh my gosh, my high school life is about done and I'm about to be a college guy?
Oh yeah. On that bus ride back from Mount Tabor after we lost, that's when it hit me. I mean, laying in the bed after that game, I was like, dang, I just played my last high school football game. Because you can know you can't get memories back from that.
Yeah.
Like, AC, they do that every home game. We run out behind motorcycles, and they let smoke. The fans going crazy.
That's cool.
I mean, that's just memories you just can't get back.
Yeah.
Because I know they don't do that at Louisville. But, everything comes to an end sooner or later. Yeah. I just didn't think 4 years would go by so fast.
Yeah. Now it's time to start blazing some new memories, eh?
Oh, yeah.
And let's talk about that. Again, Raheem Craig, University of Louisville defensive end signee with us here on the Cards Cast. You know, now obviously you still have to wrap up your schooling and all that, but as far as your football time on the field, you know, now it's you're looking ahead, you know, to wearing the red and black at Louisville. How often do you stay in contact with Coach Ivey, Coach Brown, those guys about, you know, what's coming up for you?
Actually, we just did a Zoom meeting today at 5.
Oh, cool.
He gets us all in, like, he tried to get us in all week, every week to go over plays and, you know, just getting us ready for what we're about to face and stuff. I mean, I talk to Coach Ivy almost every couple of days.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
What do you think about Coach Ivy? I mean, that sounds like, I mean, when we talked to her, you know, a few months ago when I was there in Taylorsville, I mean, I could sense, you know, how much you really liked him and look forward to playing for him. You know, now that we fast forward a couple more months, how has that relationship grown for you guys?
Oh, it's grown a lot. I mean, Coach Ivy is just like, he's kind of like Coach Carter down here and my D-line coach, Coach Foster. They just want to see you hit. Like, they want to see you get to the ball. I want you playing with a high motor and don't give up. Like, he like contact and he's hype about everything. So I guess that's why me and him like I guess bonded so good, because like that's what I want to do. Awesome. Like, that's all I want to do is like hit. I can care less about all the other stuff. I just want to hit something.
You know, that's obviously something that they love about you. Were you able to track much of how spring practice went for them? And maybe, you know, like some of your fellow freshmen, like Ashton Gelati, another defensive end they brought in, and how much impact he seemed to make this spring. Were you able to track any of that?
I mean, I talked to Coach Ivy. I talked to Ashton a little bit. They said Ashton was up there doing real good and stuff. He just missing the other 21 class up there beside him.
There you go.
Yeah.
I mean, when you hear about how he's making an impact, and I know you're chomping at the bit to get in there and start making your impact, I mean, do the butterflies start turning about, you know, what you might be able to do so quickly at Louisville?
I mean, not really, because like this is what I've always dreamed about doing. Nice. And now that I got my shot, I mean, I'm like, make the best of it. Like, you only get one shot at something like this, so just go as hard as you can, and then the rest of it will come by itself.
You ever think, you know, hey, you know, especially since you just had a spring season, so you played later in the year than you normally do, you know, so you guys just, you know, wrapped up, you know, here in the spring, and then, you know, same year in the fall, you're going to be playing Ole Miss down the, you know, in Atlanta at the Mercedes-Benz Stadium. I mean, the Chick-fil-A thing, does that sink in yet? Is that kind of cool?
I think this 21 class is more excited than anybody about that game.
Yeah.
I mean, we all just ready to like to hit the field. Like, I can be on the sideline. I don't know how to play. I can just be on the sideline. I'm still going to be hype, ready. Like I'm going to have the same energy as I'm having, like, if I was in the game. Like, awesome. We all just, I mean, I don't know. We all just ready.
I hear you.
So I mean, I got a little bit of butterflies, but, hey, they don't last long.
No, they can't, can they?
Oh, no.
Now, last time when we met, you were telling me about how you work in the furniture factory. Are you still doing that?
No, I don't work there no more. I quit. Well, I ain't really quit, because I'm gonna work there like when I come home from breaks and stuff.
Yeah.
But now I've been like training for college the last couple months, like the last month or two. Now that football season's over, I'm really like, that's like an everyday thing. Yeah. I just wasn't gonna have time for doing that and working.
That was something that really impressed me when you were telling me about that. Yeah, I mean, that's got to be a pretty cool life experience, you know, to, you know, I mean, you're going to school, you're training for football, you're playing football, you got, you know, basically a full-time, you know, job, you know, in a factory helping, you know, in a furniture place. I mean, that's got to teach you something in life, doesn't it?
Oh, it teaches you responsibility. I mean, when you're making your own money and spending it, it feels different in your pockets. Like, nobody gave me this. Like, I worked for this. I worked all week just to get this paycheck. So you're gonna spend it wisely. That's gonna make you smart on how you spend it and how to manage your money from paycheck to paycheck.
Which really can be a message you can put, whether it's in the classroom, the football field, in the workforce. You know, you got to work for it, right?
Oh yeah, you got to work for everything in life, because nothing's free in this world. That's what I was always taught.
Amen to that. Before I let you go, you know, Raheem, I always enjoy chatting with you. Before I let you go, one last question, and I asked you this before when we met in Taylorsville, but I'll ask you again. Once you do put on the Louisville helmet, you're out on that field, your number's called, get out there and make a play. What can the, you know, the thousands of fans that are going to be sitting in Cardinal Stadium expect to see when Raheem Craig is, you know, on the field waiting for the ball to be snapped?
Demon time. I mean, when I put the helmet on them pads, and Coach Ivy looks at me and tells me to get in, they can expect I'm going to have it. I'm going to cause very much havoc.
Nice.
I ain't going to play with them. You know, I'm going to play with a high motor. I ain't going to give up. I mean, they going to have to just show me that they better than me.
That's all you can ask, right? Hey.
Oh, yeah.
One last question. What's your size now? What are you up to?
I'm up to like 220.
Nice.
220, 225, somewhere in there, 220.
Cool. And have they told you, has Coach Ivy told you what, you know, they want your playing weight to be once you get here?
Like 240, 250, somewhere around there.
Nice.
260.
Looking forward to it, man. Hey, Raheem, as always, appreciate your time. Appreciate you joining us joining us here on the Cards Cast.
All right, thank you.
I appreciate it. Great stuff there from Raheem Craig. Always enjoy chatting with him. As you guys can tell, he's a wonderful interview, and I think one of many in this 2021 recruiting class that Louisville fans are really going to enjoy. I like the makeup of this class. You know, and we had a chance at Cardinal Authority. We had a chance to talk with the defensive line coach Mark Ivy. Not long after they had inked this recruiting class, which of course included, you know, four defensive ends and Victon Brown, Raheem Craig, R.J. Sorensen, Ashton Gelati, plus nose tackle Caleb Banks. And obviously he's quite excited for the talent level in this group and what they're able to do to him. As we mentioned earlier in the podcast, and of course in content as well as on the message boards at Cardinal Authority, Ashton Gelati has continued to improve. He's one of the top players as selected by the coaches during spring practice. He's put on some impressive weight while hanging on to that athleticism and that burst that he has. And I think we're going to see Raheem Craig take a similar path as you heard him. He's, you know, projected to add on quite a bit of weight once he gets here. As we saw with Ashton Gelati, how quickly the strength team was able to do that with him. I think, again, we're going to see a similar path for Raheem Craig. And, you know, and I love the comment that he had about playing on the other end with Ashton and the havoc that the two of them could potentially make for the Louisville defense. So I hope you enjoyed this latest visit on the Wednesday edition of the Cards Cast. We really have enjoyed doing them. We're going to continue to do them. So stay tuned to Cardinal Authority to see who we're going to have next week. You know, keep clicking throughout Cardinal Authority, and we'll see you on the message boards. This has been the Cards Cast.
When you have sports mixed with your pop culture, along with humor and celebrity interviews, your earbuds are enjoying the Rich Eisen Show.
Dan Orlovsky, are you still a Jaden Daniels is the best quarterback available in the draft guy?
I think the three things that make it stand out for me are, number one, I think his ball placement versus man coverage is the best in the draft. Every quarterback in the NFL is accurate. He's got the best on tape. Number two, most transferable stuff to the NFL. And then I think the third thing is pocket peace.
Search for the Rich Eisen Show on YouTube or wherever you listen.